Welcome to The Offer Letter, the podcast designed to help you, the job seeker, to perfect your interview skills. Every episode, we have a special guest here to help us decode a common interview question with me, your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano. Today's question is, what do you look for in an ideal boss? Now, I'm sure that many of you in your past have had those bosses that you have loved because maybe they have really shaped your career and helped it grow. Maybe they encouraged you every day and really mentored you or gave you those opportunities to be a better you. Then there are those of you who have unfortunately had to deal with those kinds of bosses who are the complete opposite. Now, whichever boss you've had in the past, this job is probably going to be different and gives you the opportunity to talk about the kind of boss you would work well with. So how can you convey this message in a job interview without sounding like you're looking for a unicorn of a boss? Today's guest is Emily Sander, who is the chief of staff with the digital marketing firm and also an executive coach through Next Level Coaching. She's been part of the recruiting and hiring process for 15 years, and it is one of her favorite topics. So Emily, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Emily, let's dive right into it. Why do recruiters ask this question?
Sure. So there's five main reasons a recruiter can ask this question. One is it gives them a general sense of what the candidate's vision for leadership is. The second one is the person asking this question will likely know the actual manager of the candidate, and they can match those two people up together. So would these two people work well together? The third one is this is great information to collect for the manager themselves. So if you're thinking, I'm a manager and I have a new team member coming on board, what a great gift it is to have the answer to what do you look for in an ideal boss. That can help with the onboarding process, with the training process, and it sets the right tone and puts things on the right foot for the ongoing relationship. The fourth one is, this is kind of an unusual question. It's not one that I've heard commonly asked. So candidates will have to think on their feet a little bit, and most of the time you'll get a very honest answer. And the fifth and last point, and my top reason for asking this question, is it's asking the candidate's opinion, and it's conveying interest in what they think about something. So when someone is evaluating jobs, who their boss is a pretty big factor. A good recruiter and interviewer will make that conversation feel like a two-way street, because it is, and asking this question not only gains some valuable information, it also conveys interest in what the candidate needs and wants and how to best set themselves up for success.
And those are all great points. And you want to also keep in mind that the boss might actually be in the room and as part of the recruitment team. So you might be actually telling them directly what you are expecting of them. Emily, do you have any tips and tricks that we could use to answer this question?
The biggest one is to think about it beforehand. So think about, what do I look for in a leader? What managers have I liked working with in the past and why? And you don't need to have this thought process be a dissertation or your answer be the sequel to War or Peace. But if you've got a few ideas in your head, it'll help you formulate an answer. So things like, what traits and characteristics are important to you in a leader? Are there any types of communication style that tend to work well with you? And what are some tactical or practical things that just help you do your job day to day? An important note here is I would avoid flipping the answer into a negative. In other words, don't use this as a place to completely trash or disparage an old boss, even if they deserve it. Now is not the time. If you do feel strongly about mentioning something you don't like or don't want, say it. Just say it professionally, and I wouldn't linger on it. I'd move on to the positives you do look for.
You know what? This question is a really good one where you got to do some self-reflection on yourself and also on your past experience. So, Emily, could you give us a good example of how to answer this question?
Certainly. You might say something like, that's a great question. I've worked with some great managers and leaders in the past. I've found that when I have clear expectations and objectives put in front of me, I do well. I like knowing the why behind something. Why am I doing this project? Having that overall context of the business goal and objective allows me to make better decisions in my day-to-day work. I also appreciate a boss who gives me the what. So what is that overall objective? And does it micromanage the how or how I'm going to do that? In other words, they trust me to do my job. If I need help or I do have a question, they're available and ready to help. Communication is also key. I really appreciate a boss who gives me regular feedback, whether that's positive or constructive. That can be supporting and encouraging me if I'm doing something well. And it can also be holding me accountable or saying, hey, we can do this a little bit differently next time. So that regular cadence of feedback is really helpful, especially in the beginning. And I'd love to have something like a weekly one-on-one or some sort of regular check-in. And finally, someone who takes the work seriously, takes the work we do seriously, but doesn't take themselves too seriously. So I like having a positive work environment to come into every day, and the leader of the team has a big part in setting that tone.
And that's perfect. And I like in your example how it wasn't all about this is what I'm looking for in a boss, A, B, C, and D. But it's also how, you know, you turn to yourself and this is how I work effectively. And that's great. Now, Emily, I got one more question for you. Now, is this question like a make or break question? Let's say that the boss is in the room and part of the interview team. Do you think that they're looking for the right answer? Like they want to make sure that, you know, you answer what kind of like their style of managing, or else, you know, they don't want you on the team.
Sure. This question could definitely be coming from the manager themselves, which I still think is a good question to be asked. The red flags that I look for here are, one, do they completely just talk badly about someone in the past and use it as a venting session and say nothing else? Two, they give some version of, I just do whatever I'm told. So I like someone who is a creative thinker, is solution oriented, who is proactive. Very rarely am I looking for someone who is just going to sit there and wait to be told what to do. So if it's either one of those, that's a little bit of a red flag I want to dig into more so. However, there's 100 different ways to answer this question well. There's no right way to answer. It's just, has this person thought about what they like and what makes them work well? And does that generally jive with the company culture and the team culture and the person they're going to be working with?
Thanks so much, Emily. And thanks so much for being on the show today. I mean, you've got lots of stuff on the go. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you've been working on these days, and how can people learn more about what you do?
Yes. Well, I wrote a book that was published early this year that I'm very excited about. It's called Hacking Executive Leadership. And it does have a section on recruiting and hiring and some tips and tricks there. It's on Amazon, it's on Audible, and pretty much anywhere books are sold. I'm also a business coach, and I work with anyone from seasoned executives to first-time managers or high-potential individual contributors. And I work with my clients on a myriad of topics, but I will say recruiting and hiring is seriously one of my favorite things to talk about. So if you're going in for an interview, I'd love to work with you on interview prep. If you're on the other side of the table and are building a recruiting cycle or interview loops at your organization, I can work with you on that as well. The best place to find me is nextlevel.coach. That's nextlevel, all one word, .coach. And I'd love to hear from you.
Perfect. And Emily, you do lots of great stuff. And if you need that help to get you to that next level, then for sure, check out those links. We're going to have them in the show notes, in the show description. So make sure that you do visit the website, get more information about Emily, reach out to Emily if you need that extra help. So Emily, thank you so much for being on the show today. We thank you for all that help, all those tips and tricks.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today on The Offer Letter. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can get the latest episodes. My name is Michael Manzano, and join us next time as we decode another interview question so you can get your offer letter.